Andre Segovia Show.
And welcome to the program, everyone. I am Andre Segovia, the Honest Broker. In this episode, I'm going to pick up on a series that I had to basically put on hiatus because the lockdown threw everything for a loop in terms of production schedule, how much information was running through, questions people had, and I try to answer everything that I could as timely as I could. So I'm gonna be picking up on a series of how real estate can benefit you, how it can help you. Because I've told you before that real estate is the best avenue for you to create your path to financial independence, wealth, and retirement. And now it's also the way to save this economy. Like, how can real estate help? I've addressed some of it in my previous episode regarding the response to that Forbes article that talked about supposedly a market implosion, whatever. These are different economic times. No, there has not been an economic time like this where an unseen foe has basically brought the whole world to its knees. So what can or how can real estate help you in this time of need? Not so much real estate, but real estate professionals. There is a certain segment of the population that's immediately affected should someone in your family that owns property meet their untimely end. And this is the two realities and the two facts of life: death and taxes. And if you own property, there's something that's a double whammy when it comes to all that, where something that's out of your control, the government's after you through what is called a probate process. I did an episode regarding what probate is. You can reference that to learn more about what a probate is when it comes to dealing with it in real estate. This episode will be specifically about a company in real estate that only tackles properties that are probate or what are called trust properties. So the company I'm interviewing today to help explain how trust properties can help people that are dealing with this situation if they find themselves confronted with it, especially now in this time of crisis. Here's my interview with Maya from Trust Properties USA. So joining me today is Maya from Trust Properties USA. How are you doing today, Maya?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Andres?
Hanging in there. Just trying to pass some information to people. As I mentioned off the air, that I've been doing a segment called How Real Estate Can Help You. You are part of a company called Trust Properties USA. And before we get into what that company is, you guys specialize in the niche of probate property and trust property. So can we start off with that as to explaining what are those properties, probate and trust?
Sure. I'll keep it pretty simple. I'm not a probate and trust attorney, but what I can say is when someone has assets, so namely, let's just talk about a house, you can meet with an attorney and you can put your asset in a trust. And basically what the trust does is that honors your wills and wants after the time that you die, saying who are the rightful heirs to your property. And anything that's not in a trust or outlined in a trust then has to go through a process called probate, where the sale of property or the disbursement of property is overseen by a state judge. And someone has to be appointed as a personal representative. That person is then responsible for the maintenance of the estate or the home or that person's assets that passed away. And they're also liable to creditors, anyone who has anything to do with that estate of the person who passed away.
Trust Properties USA. It's in the name. So technically, this is all you guys do.
Yeah. We specialize solely in probate and trust sales, and that also covers conservatorships and guardianships, which are other types of probate sales.
Now, I'm going to give some full disclosure here to my audience. For those that have been following me enough would know that being a real estate professional is one of the things that I do, but I also I'm an administrator of a construction company called JS Construction. And it just so happens that JS Construction is one of the partners with Trust Properties USA that helps in dealing with these kind of properties. So I can attest to some of these inspections from the construction side that when it comes to whether it's probate and trust, there is a lot of emotional baggage involved. Having been present at some of these inspections, it's tough already on the next of kin, the surviving individuals, in having to deal with the loss in the family, And then having in the case, especially in the case of probate, having the government come to their door and telling them, we'll see you in probate court. It's like, wow, what a way to kick them while they're down. That's why I wanted to reach out to you guys at Trust Properties to come on board to be able to discuss that you guys made this your bread and butter.
Yeah, you're right. This was born out of a need. There were plenty of people who were left estates. A loved one passed away, and they weren't prepared. Like you said, maybe there were expenses, taxes to be paid. It's very overwhelming. It's emotional. Sometimes these properties are in complete disrepair, and it's distressful for that person. Someone's passed away and they want to honor their family and sell the home and make it look good, but maybe they don't have the funds to put the home into top market condition. So we found that we could provide a solution by fronting the cost to fix up the home. That way, instead of an investor or buyer coming in and getting the equity, the seller could keep the equity that their family worked a lifetime for and really honor that family member. So yeah, we came into business as a solution to a major problem that everyone deals with, which is death of loved ones and what happens to their home and assets afterwards.
There's a reaction of unbelievability when they hear this. So how many doubters have you seen come through Trust Properties that are made believers in this?
You're right. We do get some doubters. They say, this is too good to be true. You're telling me you're going to front the cost to fix up my home, and then suddenly I'm going to come out tens of thousands of dollars richer. What's the catch? Do you guys charge points? Do you file a lien? And there really is no catch. We charge the same commission as a standard realtor. We'll front the cost to fix up the home. We don't file the lien. We don't charge any interest or points. We just charge a standard realtor fee. And on top of that, there's other services we also front the cost to do. It could be estate sales. It could be trash outs. It could be abandoned car removals. Sometimes eviction processes have to happen. And we have this Rolodex of services we offer because it's so important to us that we can fully service any contingency surrounding the sale. So yes, a lot of people ask, what's the catch? And we say, hey, we have a great track record. Look at our reviews and all the administrators of estates or trustees that were pleased with what we did. And then once they see on average, they gain $50,000 to $100,000 extra in equity after repairs, and it's in financeable condition, then they're like, wow, I just paid the standard real estate commission and they did all of these wonderful upgrades and services for me. And now I can send my grandkid to college, or I can finally upgrade my own house. I mean, that it's really great to be able to help families like that and empower them.
And it is a beautiful thing. I've seen some of the testimonials on your website, also the transformations of some of these properties. And yes, because I've also been on the construction side, I have firsthand seen the process. So it's always amazing to see what it looks like before and then eventually after. The unfortunate reality of things is, as I mentioned to you before the interview, one of my most popular episodes recently has been life insurance. Because I interviewed a friend of mine that works in New York Life, and I said, hey, just come on. I know the lockdown just started, but I think people are going to have questions. And sure enough, they did. So that's why they've been tuning into that one. And they don't realize this one, because something that they don't prepare for, they don't plan for, because they'll either, if they own assets and they're affected by the current crisis, or God forbid they are, but should they be, they'll end up on one side or the other. They'll end up on the probate side where they got to go through the motions of the court, or they'll end up having to execute that which was already set up through a living trust. During this time, I mean, it's only been a month, but have you seen a big change in clientele here?
Yeah, well, like you said, people have to deal with this invisible enemy, and it makes them think, maybe I have to set up a trust. What happens to my estate? God forbid anything were to happen to me. And then there's people who, you know, maybe it's not their priority, and if anything were to happen to them, then their property would have to be sold in probate court. So right now, you know, it's it's not like we're flooded with all these invisible enemy properties where they need to be serviced immediately because of this directly. But like you said, we don't know what the future is. We don't know what the impact overall will be. And we can certainly be there to help. And having a property right now, if you are the heir to an estate or the administrator representative of an estate, you have to pay property taxes on it. That could be difficult to deal with now. Maybe you have other expenses you're dealing with, and having this estate is a liability. Perhaps the home is occupied that you've inherited. That can also be a liability in this time. So trust properties, you know, like I said, are standard services. We can rehab the home, front all the costs so that you can gain that extra equity. And really, why let the buyer steal the profit? That's something that you and your family can use in hard times like this, especially when employment is uncertain and people don't know where their next paycheck is. So we can help guarantee that you maximize the equity from the sale.
Yeah, excellent point, especially bringing up the taxes, because folks look to your to your local county to find out if they defer any of the taxes. I know LA just they did extend it to July 15th. Orange County, I think, dragged their feet, so they have to double check that. But it looks like they also extended that. So I'm hoping so, because this time, like you said, nobody knows. The future check is so uncertain. That's the kind of thing that's scary, because we cannot have the cure be worse than the disease itself. The trust properties has really taken a niche business model and made it their bread and butter. The two main pillars of this company, one of them is your father and his partner, Paul. When did they start doing this? How long have they been doing this?
Yeah, so they started out as business partners probably now 30 years ago, and they were in the REO market. So that was their specialty. And then they saw the writing on the wall. They saw that that was drying up, but they found a need with probate and trust properties. So working exclusively with probate and trust properties, that's been around for about 20 years now, wow, maybe a little bit more. And they've had a lot of success with that. So we're very grateful for all the families we've been able to service and help, and we're growing.
Yeah, this is something that's been around for 20 years. So this is not something that just popped up recently and you're trying to make a business model out of it. They made this thing really hit stride, because it was something that they've been developing for that long, and it's worked out so well for them. And it's basically 100% of the business just about now. And it really is life-changing for the families that have benefited from this. Do you have, off the top of your head, how many how many deals have been done just on probate and trust?
Wow. I can't speak for the full 20 years, but I know at least in the past couple years, over 600. And I know they've sold over 1,000 easily between Paul and Larry. But it's our specialty. It's all that we do. And we are not on the learning curve with this stuff. Like you said, a lot of agents just jump in and give some bad advice. But this is our specialty. There's years of experience behind it, and we have solutions for any problem surrounding an estate.
One thing that's interesting here is that trust properties, probably why the average consumer has not heard of them, is because you guys don't technically market to the consumer. As I understand it, you guys market it to attorneys, real estate attorneys.
Right. So our business is built solely on referral. So we have a very strong network of people who are familiar with the level of service that we offer, and they refer us their clients. They know that they're going to be in good hands and that we're going to make them look good.
So for those that are curious to learn more or want to speak to their real estate attorney to have them connect with you, where can they learn more about Trust Properties USA?
Sure. You guys are welcome to visit our website, trustpropertiesusa.com. We're also on Facebook, just Trust Properties USA, Instagram at Trust Properties USA, as well as LinkedIn. You can see a feed about our team and what we're up to and a lot of our homes that have been fixed up.
All right, great. And for those of you listening, you'll find all of these links available at the show notes of company's episode at www.theandresigover.com. Maya, thank you so much for coming on to the program to talk about this. I do believe that real estate is one of the best solutions for individuals. As for those of you listening, we'll hear in an upcoming episode. But this is one of the things that real estate can do for them. And I hope they can take advantage of this, especially during this time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to stay in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, or you never know, it could be an episode all on its own, you can message me at any of the social media links available at my website, www.theandresegovia.com. Also available there are all the directories where you can find my show. Remember to also follow me on YouTube and Instagram, where other exclusive content resides. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the program. I'll see you on the next one.